Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers passed away yesterday. 15 people had him on the Deadpool. Push Withers off earlier. No leaderboard change as of now. Still Cowers free time.
Yeah, we're kind of in a... There hasn't been a real big hit for a while now.
Yeah. Who are we waiting for with the big ones again? Oh, Jimmy Carter.
Oh,
still
Jimmy
alive.
Carter, yeah. Obviously.
We're going to also, I think it's going to be the point where we're going to forget he's still alive.
Whitey Herzog,
he might be 50-some,
was the biggest hit we've had in a while.
Yeah, there was a guy, Lou Conter. Oh, no, he was 102, not picked by 102. Yeah, no, we've been on a little bit of a dry spell here, which means we're due, you know.
Yeah, there will be a deluge.
The big ones, the over 200, 300, 400 ones are the Jimmy Carter, and who else is left?
Oh, who was it? Somebody sent me something the other day that there was a draft board material.
Shannon Doherty has a lot.
Jimmy Carter's just kicking ass, man.
Was it the oldest guy in the world? And they don't count, do they?
No.
I saw a story about the oldest guy in the world the other day.
Oh!
Or he might be the oldest guy in the country.
Oh, that picture, you know, the video of Clint Eastwood. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird looking. Yeah, he's definitely showing his age, but he's still directing. I think he directed a movie like last month.
Yeah, he's 93, and like
so I think that shot of him walking with the long beard doesn't look as bad. Looks worse than he probably is.
There's like 300 people that have Clint Eastwood.
Well, yeah. But that dude, I love his line. He goes, "I mean, don't let the old man in."
Yeah,
that's what he said. I mean, directing movies at 90, 91, 90.
And he's what, 93?
94.
Yeah, 93.
It's a weird. He's got his pants up to his nipples in that picture. he's kind of hunched over, and it's a still shot. It's not him walking. Because it just looks worse than he probably does look. Man, that's pretty old, though.
Right, and he looks a little pale. Maybe he just got up.
I'm just looking through the list for big numbers here, and like. It's going to be really sad when he goes, but if he does go, it won't be surprising at all. Lee Corso. I mean, and they say he's coming back next year for game day.
Yeah, I think he's slowed down, but I don't think he's sick.
I mean, he's had the stroke.
Yeah,
he just
can't broadcast a top 10 tier. You know, that doesn't mean you're going to die.
I think he's 90 now.
Yeah, but I think if you're showing up and you're talking, no matter how slow or reading your notes, and we know how that is. That's a tough gig to do for those guys.
It is.
If he's pulling that off at all, he's probably fine just off the stage hanging out, you know?
But they keep minimizing the amount of time he's on stage.
That doesn't mean he's going to die, though.
I mean, he's to that age where if he dropped dead tomorrow, I don't think it would be surprising. You know, he's an old guy.
He'll be buried in a big mascot hat.
Yeah.
The Alabama elephant head.
Yeah, right.
William Daniels, Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World. He's like 99 or something.
I think he would just bury him in the last mascot head that he wore.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless he's got a favorite one.
Well, he coached Indiana, so what do they have? The Boiler? No, Indiana's the Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
They don't even have a mascot, do they?
No, that they have a Hoosier head.
Yeah.
Although, get a chance to get
Hoosier head, Todd. Speaking of sex, when I was 17, I took acid for the first time and lost my virginity that night to my girlfriend, who was a virgin and not tripping. I was convinced there were micro machines driving across her forehead. Doubt it was amazing sex for her. Love the show, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Probably not.
I wonder if the girl knew that. Did she know he was tripping? Did he tell her that he saw the micro machines on her forehead?
He's listening in real time. Yeah. Don't say my name. You won't read this on the air anyway. Yes, you will. You mentioned one person almost died from it. This is gas station heroin. But they didn't. Been using it safely for 10 years. Tiantapine, whatever he pronounced it.
Tianeptine.
Rocks. Definitely makes you guys more funny. See, that's why I didn't think we'd read that. Yes. But I'm sure diantapine makes everybody more funny. The funniest guy in the world is funnier on diantapine.
Well, he didn't
why is that
try,
called...
Did he?
Why is it called gas station heroin again?
Because you can get it at gas stations.
What do you do with it?
You take it?
I don't know if you...
It's heroin to me. It's something you put in your arm.
I don't think you inject this stuff.
No.
But no,
he's been using it safely for 10 years.
There was a story I read.
And it's called gas station heroin.
USA Today the other day, and it was almost tragic because this woman had some adverse effects to the tianeptine. I think that's... I had to go to Julian McGill to learn how to pronounce that.
Gas station heroin Google search prompts, the help is available.
Suicide
hotline.
See?
988. Yep.
Now, listen, but if gas station heroin is legal at gas stations and we can't get medical marijuana or any kind of marijuana legal in Nebraska, how lame is that?
It's lame.
It's what you'd expect. It's a hippie lettuce, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the jackass like Pillen and crew, you know?
So I want to know, don't say my name, how do you ingest the tianeptine? Does it just come in a packet and you put it under your tongue?
These look like capsules.
And it's available at gas stations, but, you know.
So you would take them like you would
wacky weed.
A supplement, like any kind of pill?
Looks like it.
Yeah, and that's probably how it's legal, is it's probably some sort of quote-unquote supplement that falls, that they can, as long as they put it on the package, you know, none of these statements have been evaluated by the FDA, blah, blah, blah. You know, you see that on all kinds of supplements, you know.
Yeah, you do.
That stuff that stuff you see the commercials for that's supposed to help your memory.
Prevertin or something like that.
It's all anecdotal evidence. There's none of that
totally
has been.
That totally is.
Prevagen.
Right.
Yeah, none of it's been evaluated by the FDA.
I work with young people and
contains
I gotta stay up to date.
Actual jellyfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that's just placebo.
Yeah, it's placebo.
Right? They might, right.
Has any doctor ever prescribed someone to snort three of these a day? they never advise that you snort.
No. Which is weird, Todd, because it goes quicker to your bloodstream. That's
right.
Why you snort it, you know?
I'm guessing in some of those cases it's too quick.
To snort three of these a day. Yeah. That's a cool doctor that we tells you that. Yeah. I snort them, you know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah, Mel Brooks and Yoko Ono, those are a couple of big ones.
Oh, Yoko's got to go.
Well, yeah, I think she's been pulling back from public life. And,
yeah,
you know,
she has been, right?
Yeah, there's been some red flags there. Mel's still out there, but he's, what, 95, 96 or something?
Who has the history of the world? Is that Hulu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
The series?
I haven't seen that. Oh, there's a series? Oh, I thought
there's a series.
I think about the original movie.
No, I don't know how many episodes there were. I went through all of them pretty quickly.
It's like maybe five or six.
Yeah. Star-studded appearances. There's a lot of cool guest appearances.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter is just flipping off Nick for a year into it.
So I Google history of the World Series.
Yeah.
The World Series began in 1903 after the cessation of, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's tough to figure out.
Oh, a couple of big hits when you roll down and you get into the area of Osbournes. Ozzy and Tom, yes.
That'd be a crazy
show. Both of those are a couple of hundred each. But Ozzy seems like he's...
Ozzy, he's on the family podcast pretty much every couple of days. I see it on the reels, and he looks... I mean, he's talking and fine and having fun.
Yeah, his physical health, like his body, his structure is breaking down. But besides that, he's still all there. He's got a new song out with Billy Morrison from The Cult, and he still sounds fantastic.
I haven't heard it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, it's called Crack Cocaine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think Steve Stevens is on it as well. I mean,
excellent, man.
Yeah.
I got to listen to that.
That's a great song. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. Ozzy still, he mentally and vocally, he's still all there.
How many have the great Tom Osborne? Because he's people like him. He was a good dude.
Yeah,
good
can't
coach,
wait for the backlash when we start reading Deadpool names.
Backlash?
After Tom Osborne passes.
At this point, Husker fans have him down, too. On their
list. It's a shade over 200.
Oh, it should be more. A
couple hundred people have
him. Oh, no, that will be the last straw for many people.
Oh, it will be, Todd.
They know it's coming.
Tom Osborne will be their Dale Earnhardt, because everybody was going to quit listening when Dale Earnhardt died.
That was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had a good run, but you're done now. Yeah.
February of 01, I believe.
Are you familiar with an old actress named...
You're done. That after 33 years of broadcasting, Tom Osborne dies, and you read the Deadpool list, man, you guys are done.
Every 10 or 12 years.
Yeah. Nick, do you have him on your list?
Over the line.
Yo, Nick has him.
Well,
Nick's a Husker fan.
I'm not good at the game, but I'm trying to be competitive.
I know. Right. Yeah.
Are you familiar
what if there is a slim possibility?
That sounds like life. Yeah, right. I'm not good at the game, and I'm trying to be competitive.
Right, it seems like a sensible pick.
But Tom Osborne could become a friend of the show.
Doubtful.
No, we interviewed
very
him once.
Doubtful.
Now we talked to him once
in the '90s. Yeah, he was pimping a book. He was nice enough to us. We were cool back. You know, the guy's a legend.
Yeah,
you know, people get old. They look, you know, they start, then they die. You know?
Dick Van Dyke, like almost 700 people have Dick Van Dyke.
And it's funny. I realize that's almost a defensive pick eventually, but Dick Van Dyke, they catch him leaving the gym every couple days.
Yeah. And didn't he just get married to like some chick who's like 30, 40 years younger than him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he
looks
like he's having fun.
34 years.
But he's also like
she's retired.
He's also like 97 or 98 or something, and so you get to that age where
I realize that. I still think that's too high for him. I realize they're defensive picks, and Jimmy's obviously one of them.
He's also one of those guys where if you don't really follow the pop culture, you might be surprised he's still alive.
We always do that. We forget about that. Right.
How many people have Bob Newhart?
Bob's
been looking bad.
He's been saying bye to friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
He might do it for like 2 years like Jimmy does.
Yeah, Bob's got 540 people waiting on him. Andy Taylor is another big one, like 300, 400.
Andy Taylor's, did he beat the cancer?
Or is he in remission?
He, just before the end of the year, I had wheeled him for this year's list, and then he said that there was some like breakthrough treatment or whatever, and he was going back into the studio. So I don't.
But he's not touring with them, is he?
No.
No, he's not on the road with them. They've been a guitar player.
So.
No.
He didn't perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. You know, they have another permanent guitar player hanging out with them now. Yeah. Who was excellent, too. But that's Duran Duran, by the way, Andy Taylor, in case you don't remember who that is.
They're coming to town in about 3-4 weeks.
That's right. That's right. They're excellent, too, live. They look so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, in September of last year, he was celebrating being asymptomatic.
Yeah, but you know what? Every time we hear those things, and then all of a sudden, bang. Like the dude from Firehouse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were planning a tour this summer, you know? In fact, I see they're on still some posters for a tour they were going to be on with Lita Ford and some other people. And obviously not going to tour because he was a singer for Firehouse, you know.
Oh, a bunch of people have Willie Nelson, too. I mean, Willie's still out there touring, but he plays about, you know, the 35, 40 minutes a night and calls
on
it good.
On the road again. Thank you. Really, that was one song. Okay.
Damn right it was. See you later.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Willie is 90.
Well, Scott gets two songs. Yeah. Stay out there. Stay out there. Right. Yeah. I love Willie Nelson, man. You're right.
He's
we talked
awesome.
Willie once.
Yeah, he is. He actually, his birthday is at the end of this month. He'll turn 91.
I don't wish death on people, but I like our bit, Todd Tyler Talk to Dead People. We've talked to a lot of these people.
Yeah?
We talked to Willie. We've talked to...
I don't know if Willie made the archives, though.
That was quite a while back. Digital?
Yeah, I think so.
Willie was before digital, right?
That was first studio.
We never talked to Bob Newhart. We've never talked to Jimmy Carter.
Mel
the interview
Brooks.
With Tom Osborne was, not 28 years ago, whatever, so that's not going to happen. And Tom's, by the way, not dead. Relax. Chill out, people. I don't want to freak anybody out here. And who else you name there, puss?
Mel Brooks or Yoko.
Did we show on the phone?
No, not that I remember.
No, we had Herb.
About 100 people have Robert Duvall, and I could see that one coming through. I saw him doing some stuff for the 50th anniversary of The Godfather a year or two ago, and he's not looking good.
And we never talked to him either, did we?
I don't think so.
Bobby.
Yeah.
That's what Beasley called him, Bobby.
Bobby Duvall.
Bobby Duvall. I love that.
Oh, you mean Robert Duvall?
I was thinking of John the other day watching his son play some ball, Yeah. Miss John Beasley. What a great man.
His grandson?
His grandson, yeah.
Yeah.
His grandson plays for the Bucks now.
The Bucks, that's right.
I'm rooting against him, but he plays for the Bucks right now, yeah. Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend, Funny Bone this weekend. In about a half hour or so, Nick's still doing some comedy in Council Bluffs.
Yes, tonight, Maggie Mays, 8 p.m.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.